It's Tuesday, the 24th of December, Christmas Eve, and it's 10:20 a.m. I lay in bed a wee bit longer this morning. What a wild morning, though. Having said that, there's loads of blue sky and very, very light cloud, but it wasn't like that an hour ago. I thought we'd be in for a horrendous day, though. Having said that, we might actually be in for a horrendous day. So I'm sheltering again, once again, below the shed. Well, not below the shed. below the overhang of the shed. In case anyone has builds a mental picture there. Birdies are all down. Well, not all down, but they've been down all morning. Woody just left a wee while ago from his favourite suet feeder. Have to top all those feeders up today, make sure they've got plenty to eat over the next few days. Yeah, there's a rookery heading. No, they're not. They're swirling like eagles in the sky. Doesn't look a big one. Not at the moment, anyway. I guess maybe 30 or 40. Yeah, they're heading this way, but they're swirling back and forward and back and forward. Maybe they're just having fun in the wind. Christmas Eve. Well, Santa better hold on to his beard. It was like that tonight. You may, those with children may want to warn them that Santa might be delayed by some time due to falling trees on his way here up to your home. Just like the trains and the planes and the boats. And it's a funny time, this, for us. Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, kind of. Four kids we reared, and they're all up and away and got their own lives. And so although we do have very close to Mary's family, who are only just a few miles away, it's still a funny time for us not having the kids about. They've all got their own priorities and criteria for Christmas, and may get a phone call or something on Christmas Day. But since I'm trying to be honest with myself, I may as well say that just got a text from our youngest daughter, the one that we are pretty much closest to, who stays a few miles from here, who's been so busy over the last few months that we've not even seen her. The odd email, the odd text on a mobile phone. Very busy, very busy, very busy. This morning I got one saying that she had sent her Christmas by special courier and it should arrive today. And I am upset and I haven't told Mary yet, because she would normally drop in to see us. And it looks like she's not. Don't mind if you're not there on Christmas Day, because up till 2 years ago, she always came up and had her dinner with us. Christmas Day, always. last year, because they'd moved into a new house, we told them to have Christmas Day to themselves, just for once. And they did. And they thought it was great. So we weren't bothered about that. But normally, we would see her Christmas Eve or Christmas Day or occasionally Boxing Day. But by the sounds of things, we're not going to see her. And I'm pretty much upset about that. And I'm pretty sure that when I tell Mary, that she's going to be very upset about it. And it's not something you want on Christmas Eve. There you go. So, a bit of a bummer, you could say. No, it's not a bit of a bummer. It's more than that. But there you go. You know, such as modern generations. Always so busy.